This is the Plain English Real Estate Show with your host, Rowena Patton, a show that focuses on the real estate market in terms you can easily understand. Call Rowena now. The number is 240-9962 or 1-800-570-9962. Now here's the English girl in the mountains, the agent that I would trust, Rowena Patton.
Good morning and welcome to the show today. I'm so excited. We have Sir Jason Bramblett on the show. Good morning, Jason. How are you today?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm a sir now. That must go in with the English piece of this, right?
I know, right? You know, awesome. I have you in my phone as Sir Jason because you've always been such an inspiration to me. So Jason is the person that got me a radio show in the first place, or at least got me into radio, because he had me as a guest on his show. Do you know that was 12 and a half years ago, Jason?
I knew it had been a while. Has it been that long? Wow. That's
yeah.
Awesome.
We were teenagers at the time.
Yes, absolutely. Just getting started, as they say.
Getting started, so. Yeah, really. Oh, my gosh. And Jason.
Yeah, I was looking the other day. Let me think, 16 years I've been on the radio now.
Wow.
Just goes fast. It goes fast.
I know. It's crazy, right? So Jason Bramblett is in Greensboro, North Carolina. We've had all these top agents in, and you're the number one agent in the market there. We've had all these number one agents from all these markets around the country on, and now we've got somebody local. We've had California, we've had Texas, we've had Florida, and now we've got North Carolina. So welcome, North Carolina boy.
That's awesome. Great. Good to be here. Good to be here. And I love Asheville. Is actually me and my wife, it's one of our favorite places. We've always been fascinated with the Biltmore and the property, and you know, mm-hmm. just the whole town is changed a lot in 16 years for sure that I've been going. But it's a cool vibe. I like Asheville. It is a great place to hang out. Probably even a better place to live, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's really a fun area to be in, and we've got so many little towns that we're in the mountains, so there aren't big tracts of land that are in the flatter areas of the state or the rest of the country. So we've got little pocket towns like Weaverville and Waynesville, and all with their own flavor. You know, Weaverville is it used to be a small little town. Now it's a thriving town. It's only 15 minutes north of Asheville. And we've got Waynesville, which is much more country, about 45 minutes to the left, with some just beautiful vistas where you get a bit more for your money. And then we've got Black Mountain, where the famous Black Mountain College was developed in the 60s for you old farts out there like us. Oh, no, we were teenagers, I forgot. So that was where Buckminster Fuller developed his Buckyballs. Any of you that went to engineering school will know who I'm talking about there. Somebody I studied in the UK, so it was so strange for me to land here and be at the place where he developed them. So, yeah, anyway. And, of course, we've got Hendersonville to the south. Randy, you live in Hendersonville. I better not leave Hendersonville out.
I work there every day. I'm a South Asheville guy. But, yes, Hendersonville is a thriving place with a beautiful main street, one of the most popular main streets in the south.
True, and some great restaurants down there,
very,
too.
Yes.
And it's the big city south of Asheville.
Right.
So Asheville's the biggest, and then Hendersonville, second biggest, and then Waynesville to the left. We call it the Asheville Diamond. Weaverville to the north, and then Black Mountain to the east. I was going to say up and down. Like, Black Mountain's over there at 3 o'clock.
Right.
Well, Jason is part of a group of number one agents around the country who we've had on the show talking about our full market value cash offer. This has grown into all kinds of other things where now we have some intensive training going on for our agents. So as we know, Jason, a lot of people get out there, get their real estate license, and they get out there, and 83% of them leave real estate in 3 years. So that means we've got a lot of people running around without too much experience. Would you say that's fair?
That is definitely. So this is my 25th year in real estate, and that statistic has not changed in that time.
Isn't that amazing? I guess maybe people just think it's easy, and you know, the economic cycle goes on, and for 5 or 7 years we're going up the cycle, so everybody sees house prices going up, and oh, we can make a. I don't know what it is. I can never have an answer for it. However, our answer for it is to be part of a number one team around the nation and train those agents at a different level. And today we want to go through the different areas that our agents are getting really intensive training on. It's a launch program, plus it's an hour every single week on one of these areas. Because, for example, if you're going to be a real estate agent, and Jason, for example, how many times have you dealt with somebody going through a divorce?
I lost all my digits many years ago, counting
yeah,
that.
Of course.
So I would say, you know, I mean, well, if we look at it statistically, 50% of marriages end in divorce. Mm-hmm. Do you know what the number one reason for divorce is by chance?
Financial, I would think.
It is. That's one of them. But marriage actually is the number one. Yes, it is. Marriage is the number one reason.
Jason, is your wife listening? Your beautiful wife?
No, not at all. Not at all.
I figured.
So I stole that from somebody. They told me that years ago, and I was like, well, I guess that is statistically true. But yeah, financial for sure. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, even as much as, you know, the world has changed in my 25 years of doing this, that hardship and that pressure financially definitely puts, puts that strain on the family unit. And sometimes that just ends in this, you know, in that separation. So yeah, it is something that if you get into real estate, I would say you've got about a 99% chance you're going to have to deal with that dynamic for sure.
Yes. So what we're looking for is, we have over 600 agents now going through these programs. And what we're looking for is agents who understand how to better help people who are going through a divorce. So here are the programs going through. So if you know agents, or you are an agent, and you're interested in getting deeper into this, maybe you're just starting out, or maybe you want to refresh. You're watching the market flatten out right now, and you know, a lot of agents are getting nervous out there. Maybe you want to refresh and some training about people rather than about real estate, right? Because a lot of our brokerages train people on how to write a contract. Well, to me, that's just a given. We can help you through that.
Yeah.
That is the admin of it. But we should be training people to help our customers, our clients, our people. In other words, if we have people who are relocating out there, we are training. We have the relocpo.com. We have people we are training in relocation and what that means. Not just people, but 600 of them all over the country, so that they can better serve you. They need to know, what is it you're going through when you go through relocation? Same thing for retirement. What does it mean when our clients are retiring? So we're putting in-depth programs in place for this. Estates, when you're dealing with people that have an estate, maybe one of the partners have passed, or both of the partners have passed, and now the kids are all arguing with each other. We're going to dive into this a bit more deeply and as much as we can in an hour today with Jason. Divorce, we just talked about. Assisted living, that's a really big one. You know, we want, normally every single team that we have has somebody on the team that already knows about assisted living. They have a grandparent or a parent, or maybe even their partner in assisted living, and what that means, and how to help with the real estate portion of that, and of course foreclosure. So we want our agents to know how to prevent a lot of foreclosures. There are ways to do that. A lot of people dip, you know, put their head in the sand when they're struggling to pay their mortgage. There are ways out of foreclosure. And if you can't get out, we'll get you out fast. We have a tool for that, our full market value cash offer. You can get your money in 12 days. So let's start. Oh, and I missed heroes there. Sorry. Ooh. And our new build as well. We have a new one. So a couple more for you that we're helping our agents with. We have just been endorsed by T2T.org. If any of you know about that, it's Tunnel to Towers. They're very well known. They have all kinds of celebrities supporting them. It's really amazing. You can go to heroesmls.com if you're interested in that. So we have some sellers that say, to heck with it, you know, I just want out. I'm 80. I'm going into assisted living. Take the rest of the money and just donate it. And now we've got someone to donate it to. They've endorsed us. They're going to be promoting the cash CPO program, which means anybody, the thousands and thousands of people that support 10 Alter Towers will be able to use cash GPO to sell their home. That's a full market value offer where you can get your money in 12 days and you can stay for up to 90 days if you want to. And if they want to donate, you know, a percent, $100, whatever it is. And lots of the agents are donating as well. It's really, really cool. It's really the one that I'm so proud of in here. I'm so honored that they chose to endorse us with that so that we can help those firefighters, police, and veterans. They're building a whole town in Florida, just outside of Tampa, for veterans. And they're all modified homes. It's going to be a veteran city, basically. They also pay off mortgages for fallen police and firefighters, pay off mortgages for their families. It's amazing, and they've done thousands of them. And you can go to, if you want to watch the ads, you can go to heroesmls.com to see the ads at the bottom. And they're barely ads, and get a tissue because it's hard to watch. It's really, really amazing. And we just added one, Jason, which is the builder CPO. So builders out there, you know, when you're, it's kind of tricky when you're buying a new home. Do you work with any builders, Jason?
We do, and we have for years. And yes, there are, you know, it is tricky because we have this thing called time.
Yes.
That we're attempting to balance, right? And that presents a challenge in itself.
Of course.
There's no question about it.
Of course, and we just launched the Builder CPO. The Builder CPO is to help both people. So basically, when you're going to purchase a new home, usually that new home's not ready for 30 days, 90 days. If it's custom, it could be a year and a half, especially if you're in the mountains. So, you know, it's hard to own that timing. So the Builder CPO, it's basically based on the cash CPO. It gets you your money in 12 days to 90 days. You choose your move-out date. So we can get you a full market value offer on your home if you're thinking about buying a new home. You can keep it there in your back pocket until you actually close on your new home. Get your money right away. It's just an incredible offer. And if you're a builder out there, take a look at this, buildercpo.com. What it allows you to do is offer this program to the people that are buying your properties. So instead of having to, especially as we're in certainly a stabilized, if not declining market right now, all over the country, apart from Anchorage, Alaska is the only place we can see where they're still getting multiple offers and things haven't slowed down. If you're a builder out there, you can offer the people who are coming in the builder CPO and it wraps up the house sale very easily. Do you think that will work well, Jason?
Yeah. I think it will work out, you know, excellent. And because it is, that's the barrel of fish hooks when we're dealing with new construction and the timing of that. And, you know, and not to throw any builder under the bus, it just, there's so many different layers of people involved.
Yes.
You know, it could be a governmental issue where we just can't get the inspectors there on time because maybe they're short-staffed or backed up. It could be a supply chain issue. It simply be, you know, we just can't get the product that you want in the time frame that we need it in order to keep the schedule. And so, you know, it is all these different moving parts. And so this is a nice little piece to help smooth that out, if you will.
Yes, I love it. So I think we just wrapped up the builder CPO really well there. So for the people that are buying the new house, this allows them to get out fast or choose the move-out date. You can always choose your move-out date with any of these. We are training 600-plus agents. It's going to be thousands of agents here very soon because this is absolutely blowing up all over the country. Thousands of agents in how to work with builders and how to work and have a real understanding of what it means to purchase a new home and what that looks like. Because it's different, Jason, right?
Yeah, it is. Well, and, you know, you said something I don't want to, and maybe we'll get to it, but I don't want to skip over it. So it's on my mind. I'm going to say it. You know, so many agents, so many brokerages, but yeah, probably more at the individual agent level or team level, they tout that they're the best at XYZ. They're the number one. They have the most sales. They have, you know, all these different accolades. And what I love about this particular process and this and these designations that you know we have here, you know, when you're going through a divorce, you don't really give a rip that person has sold the most homes.
Yeah.
What you care about is they understand that you're scared,
mm-hmm.
that you're freaking out, that your life as you've known it for however many years, it could be 1 year, it could be 20 years, the children, the nest, the disruption of that life, and the fact that you are walking on eggshells a lot of that time, that is the you're looking for the agent that can basically hold your hand and sometimes even be that emotional support piece to walk you through a difficult time. I mean, when everything is kicking on all cylinders, real estate is still an emotional roller coaster up and down when it's great, when it's good, when you just got married and you're excited or, you know, you just had the first baby and now you need a bigger house and you're, you know, you're on cloud 11 and it's still stressful.
Yeah.
So imagine the stress. And so to me, with the divorce CPO, the assisted living CPO, these aren't just, oh, I'm the best agent. This is the agent that understands and is going to be trained to be there as an advocate for you that really does understand exactly what your goal is, but the emotional piece that goes along with that. So that is, to me, the most important piece of this these certifications and hiring these agents that have these special, you know, that are specialized in these particular sections of real estate, if you will.
You're so right, Jason, and I think you're returning back to where we were saying there's lots of agencies that train agents how to write contracts and all that good stuff. We were supposed to get that at real estate school, but oh well. And the training that's so important is understanding our clients and what our clients are going through. And because we have this as teams, we're going to have a whole team that's experienced in it, including usually the person that picks up the phone or the person that's making the first call. And the majority of the agents on that team is going to understand each area in depth. Because let's face it, you can train anybody to write a contract, but people on the team haven't necessarily been through a divorce. So the nuances of that, being unbiased and, you know, knowing that it's a very emotional time, it's the second most stressful time in life after death, you know, as the stress scale goes on. Life after death didn't sound right, but death is the most stressful thing, and divorce comes in a strong second, is a very, very stressful time. So understanding that and the nuances of what somebody's going through and the different scenarios in there, often one of the parties have already left the home, and the other party is in the home, and often the person in the home wants to stay in the home. Not always, but often that's the case. So, you know, navigating that and understanding it at a high level and work as we do, working with a lot of divorce attorneys to help them through on the real estate side can be just very, very valuable. So we definitely just covered divorce there as well, I think. So let's talk about for sale by owners for a minute. And we've got FSBOCPO.com, how we help for sale by owners. So, you know, a lot of people are calling and saying, hey, Mr. FSBO, I've got a buyer for you. And most agents have got a database of 10, 20, 60,000 people. And I'm sure there's a buyer hiding in there somewhere. Because of this program, the Cash CPO, we have a buyer that will make a full market offer on your for sale by owner. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. No, that is. And that's, you know, and not only what I love about that is, you know, it's put your money where your mouth is, right?
Yeah.
This is legit. You know, we have the pre-approval letter. We have the person. We are in communication with the person. You're going to get that information from day one and not from a standpoint of, yeah, we got surely out of 10,000 people in my database, there's one person out here looking to buy your home and I just got to find them. No, we've already found them. The person is there. And now, is every single house going to meet his criteria or that company's criteria? Probably not. But you will not know until we get in front of you. And I will say my experience so far has been there's a lot more yeses than there's been noes.
Yes, it's amazing. About 98% of them are getting approved. And what I should say here, so we're talking today, Jason Bramblett, Greensboro, North Carolina. He's the number one agent there, has an amazing team. I've known this man for many years. He's one of my really good friends in real estate, probably my best friend in real estate. There you go, Jason. And we call him Sir Jason.
All right.
And this isn't just, I'm not being rude, Jason, but this isn't Jason's rinky-dink little cash offer or program in Greensboro. And it isn't Rose's little rinky-dink cash offer or program in Asheville. This is all over the country. We've got, I'll give you a quick readout. We've got Alaska. We've got Fairbanks, Alaska. We've got, let's hope I can do all the areas as well. We've got Eugene, Oregon. What if I can't pronounce them all? We've got Nampa in Idaho. We've got way too many. We've got Utah. We've got, I'll just do the states. We've got five in California now. We've got two in Texas. We've got Illinois. We've got two in Illinois. We've got New York. We've got, what am I missing, Jason? We've got we've got Indiana. We've got Virginia. We've got Tennessee. We've got obviously North Carolina. We've got South Carolina.
Don't forget about Alabama. We've got Alabama.
Alabama. I'm sorry. I don't know. We do have Alabama.
Yeah, you got our good friend Gusty down there, right?
No, actually, yeah. Now. But thank you for mentioning that.
Okay.
We do have Savannah, Georgia.
We need to talk with him. We need to talk to him then.
We need to talk to him. I love Gusty. And you guys also supported me through COVID when we were doing shows on Zoom. So thank you for that. And Gusty was another one of them. So we've got Savannah, we've got Florida, and people are being added all the time. We've got Miami. So we've got hundreds and, well, we've got 600-700 agents right now. It will be thousands here very soon. And in other markets where we don't have the person able to write your offer yet, we're doing it for them and helping them through it. So we have that going on as well. There is nowhere in, we're coming to Canada soon. I'm sorry, Canada, if you're listening. I know we have listeners all over the place. We're coming to Canada soon, but everywhere in the USA, we have someone that can write the full market value cash offer for you. This is not your grandfather or your grandparents' cash offer where we know agents have cash offers. We know Ugly Homes have cash offers. Even Zillow had cash offers. They've stopped that now. But your regular cash offer, you get 50 to maybe 65%. That's probably high, isn't it, Jason? 65% of the value of your home?
Yeah, normally it's that, and then there's this other little zinger they throw in there, minus the repair costs.
Yeah, minus the repair costs. This is different. Two-thirds in all of these areas. And the reason we've attached all of these areas on, as we mentioned, is that we're training over 600 agents and soon thousands. There's only so many we can handle as we get everybody to it. We're going for quality, not quantity here. So we get them to a very high level attached to this full market value offer, because a lot of sellers are thinking, why would we sell it any other way? Two-thirds of us get more than with a traditional listing. There's no showings. You don't have to deal with pesky agents like us. And you can choose your money in 12 to 90 days, even longer in special cases. It's any home between 350 to 6 million. That's why we can do it in California. They're doing these, you know, $2, $3 million homes in California as well. And two-thirds of people make more money than with traditional. So the average value that you get out of your home is 90 to 120%. Because they go in and freshen it up, they basically flip the home for you, but you get the majority of your money very fast. They need eyes on the ground, and that's us as agents, and also really understanding your situation. Let's do another one, Jason. Gosh, time always flies when I'm talking to you because you're Sir Jason. We've got all of half an hour left. So for sale by owners, obviously you're advertising. I know we have a lot of for sale by owners listening as well, because I've helped many of them over the 17 years I've been here in real estate in the local area and nationally as well. And we have you call in sometimes. Now we have this. It's only been available for a couple of months. We're all getting certified as Cash CPO experts. We can put a full market value offer in on your for sale by owner. Why wouldn't you do this? FISBOCPO.com. It's that easy. You can find your expert there anywhere in the country that you're listening. FISBOCPO.com. You find your experts in there. You've got Jason, who's been talking about it this morning. We've got Johnny Jennings talking about it. The radio show is on that landing page from California. Jason will be on there real soon. And, you know, go and find your agent and get that cash offer. Let's get it going for you. There we go. We covered FISBOs there. We covered heroes. Relocation. Do you have any, what a silly question. Do you have any relocation going on in Greensboro, North Carolina?
Well, I am proud to say we were just labeled as the number two destination in the entire United States.
Wow.
For relocation. Yes.
Wow.
Greensboro, North Carolina. Amazing. And so that is from a lifestyle affordability survey that they've done based off our housing prices, our local taxes, and also just the amenities that are available to, you know, families essentially in the area. Everything from public schools to private schools to things to do for the family, event, you know, walkability scores close to, you know, different things from restaurants to a downtown. And so, yeah, exciting that we ranked number two, and actually very interesting, number one, Hickory, North Carolina.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
So North Carolina is has got a bullseye on it. So to say that we're doing a little bit of relocation is actually we're doing more than I've done in 25 years.
Wow. And I know Asheville must be number three, right? Hickory is very interesting.
It's got to be.
Yeah, because you used to be able to get homes there for much less money because of the furniture industry all moving out to the Far East like everything else seems to have done. But it's full of history and beautiful homes because all the furniture magnates of the world lived in Hickory, North Carolina. So some just beautiful homes there. So let's talk about RelocPO.com for a minute. RelocPO.com, all based on the cash offer. What this means is if you're thinking about relocating or you're a company that handles relocation, this is a classic relocation offer, except you don't have to spend all that extra money going through, you know, a relocation company that charges you for A through Z of all the extra things in there. You can work with us. We'll get you a full market value cash offer. You can choose 12 days to 90 days to be out, and off you go to your new location. Not only that, the house that you're buying in your... So let's say somebody's relocating from Asheville to North Carolina. So we can help you relocate. This is really magical. You can relocate anywhere in the country. We can put a full market value cash offer in on your home. If you have to relocate very quickly for your job, often the husband or the wife or the partner goes ahead first, and then the other one is stuck at home selling the house. You don't have to do that with our cash offer, full market value cash offer. We can sell it for you in Asheville. You can get your money quickly as 12 days. You can move to your new location with Jason. The great thing there is if you've got a house that Jason's thinking about listing, and it's perfect for you, he can help them sell it using the recent RelocPO program. So he can put a full market value offer in on there, and we can have you moving into that one in as little as 12 days. That's pretty magic, isn't it?
It is excellent, yes. And that is also, I think, the brilliance and power of having this network and covering so many different metro areas in America, soon to be Canada. But, yeah, let's just say it is that Asheville person. It's whatever. Let's just say they're moving to Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
We, you know, by having partners in all these other major metros, we can do the same thing, and it opens that door. The other thing, too, is if you're moving to a Nashville or a Greensboro where, you know, let's just face it, it's competitive.
Yes.
The fact that you're coming with a non-contingent offer is huge. I mean, that does typically move you to the top of the offer pile in a multiple offer situation.
Yes.
And so owners that are selling like to have that peace of mind of this is a done deal. We're just waiting. Well, we're really, truthfully, we're just waiting on days because the financial piece has already been settled.
Yes. I'm so glad you mentioned that, Jason, because, again, we're here today talking to Jason Bramblett in Greensboro, North Carolina. This is Rowena Patton in Asheville, North Carolina. So the interesting thing in that is people are putting in contingent offers. We still have people doing it, especially people coming to visit us, which is 80% of our market. You know, we've got buyers coming in from elsewhere. We have one in Florida right now. And she said, oh, my house is going to sell tomorrow. The problem is the market shifted almost everywhere in the country. So we're using the last 5 years mentality, and that doesn't work anymore because your home isn't necessarily going to sell fast. And when you put in, so a person was visiting a couple of weeks ago, they wanted to put in a contingent offer here, contingent on their home selling in Florida. And I said, you know what I said, let's get your home sold in Florida with a cash CPO offer. And we did it, and they've got the offer. It's under contract. So it's still still a contingent offer, but at least it's under contract. Some of them, it wasn't even listed, and she was going to do FSBO as well. It wasn't even listed that most people are not going to take a contingent offer. What do you think to that, Jason?
Oh, well, for sure. And depending on how popular your location is, like ours, I mean, we are still in some multiple offer situations in certain price points. So
yes,
the fact that you don't have that contingency, and I can tell you from my just representing thousands and thousands of owners over the years, if you're a for sale by owner contingent offer, I won't say we present the offer, but it does come with some conditional things like this person is the owner doing this, and we've asked them how many homes they've sold, and you know what their answer was? None yet. This is my first one.
Yeah, or three.
So how does that make you feel as an owner accepting an offer when, again, it goes back to putting ourselves in your shoes and the stress in general of already selling a home and then you throw any of these other compounding effects on that? What we're looking for is surety that when you sign this, and we want to do this one time and do it right. That's
yes,
the key.
Well, and that's the other great thing. Honestly, we didn't practice this, and he's not like texting me keywords he's going to say or anything. So let's talk about certified pre-owned for a minute, which is the baby, if you like, of cash CPO. That's where it all started. I guess cash CPO technically is the baby of certified pre-owned, which we've been running
right
since 2006. I know you started it around that time too, Jason. That's where we ask our sellers to get the appraisal inspection and offer the home warranty. The last few years, really, we've only been doing the inspection and sometimes the home warranty because prices are moving so rapidly. What you get with the cash CPO, which is, you know, the evolution of this, is the cash CPO team actually fund the money up front to pay for the inspection. They fund the money up front to pay for the appraisal. Now, why is that important? Because over 30%, it's about 33% of contracts around the country. If you're listed right now, listen to this, or thinking about getting listed, 33% around that number drop out. Now, what does that mean? The buyers are excited, you're excited, the inspection is done, and they walk. It could be because the appraisal came in low. It could be because of the 50-plus items on an inspection report, which is normal, by the way. And they choose to walk that many times. Now, sometimes buyers lease a car or do something stupid and they can't get their mortgage, but most often it's the inspection and the appraisal. So with a certified pre-owned home where you pay for the inspection and the appraisal and the home warranty, your dropout rate, wait for this, goes down to 7%. Now, why is the dropout rate? It's stressful. It's irritating. It costs you money on the buyer side. You've had all these showings. You're finally under contract. We're in a declining market. You've been under contract for 6 weeks, and then it drops out. We've lost 6 weeks of time, and time is not your friend right now. We need to get you sold if you're thinking about getting out because we're in a cresting or a declining market. Most markets are not going up now. Yes, we have low inventory, but the majority of markets, you're not going to see that increase. It'll be very marginal, if anything. And 7 to 11 years, you've all heard this before, good old Clement Juglar, 1860, set up the economic cycle. Nothing has changed since. It is inevitable that we're going to see a decline in house prices. Would you agree with that, Jason?
Yes, I mean it is definitely as we have said. There's nothing new under the sun, and financial markets would play into that as well as real estate, and it does. It will change. But the other optimistic thing about it is, if you're looking at the long-term scale, you know, back as far back as we can actually go back and look, every 20-year cycle, real estate appreciates.
Yes. Every 2 to 5 years on average, we go up 2 to 5%. Every year, sorry, we go up 2 to 5%. Now, of course, some years, and it's hard to get wrap your head around that because the economic cycle is 7 to 11 years. The last one was 14. If we've crested at this point, 14 to 15 years is the longest cycle in a very long time. We now have the highest real estate in history, which is what you just said. It's a red line that goes straight up. It's not the, you know, up and down the mountains that you see in an economic cycle. It's a red line that goes straight up 2 to 5% every year on average. However, there are 3.5 to 5.5 years where house prices are going down and going down rapidly. You know, they can be going down 2% a month. That's the worst we ever saw, by the way, in the last recession. 2% a month is a lot. And when you've got that for 5 years going down, that's, you know, 5 to 7 years going down, that's a lot of money. Now, when it starts going up, we see the same thing. So you hear from sellers, that's nonsense. My house went up 10% last year. I don't want to lose out on that. Well, that's because it's evening out all of the downturn. You know, you don't want to be experiencing that downturn. Let's come on to retirement CPO, Jason. So we've got retirement CPO. If you're retiring right now, so let's say you're in your early 60s or you're 65 and you're like, okay, we want to right size in this house. Do you have any of those boomers in your market that's 59 and up, excuse me. The year keeps changing as we age a year. 59 and up in your market that own a house that has 4 or 5 bedrooms because they thought the kids were going to come home, that have left college and have their own families now. Do you have any of those sellers?
Yes. that is actually that is a product in which we are working on to repurpose because Not only are the kids not coming back, and or the grandkids for that matter, or they're not coming back very long.
Yes.
The younger generation of homebuyers today are not looking for that same type of lifestyle. They're not looking for that traditional floor plan. They're looking for something much more open, much more diverse, and a lot less formal. So how do we repurpose those homes?
Mm-hmm. Good question. How do we?
You know,
one thing is to modify them through the cash CPO offer, you know, and modernize them
exactly
at least.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Yes.
In fact, we just did one of those. We just did one in Asheville. We took a wall down in the kitchen to open up the space, and that cost us about $5,000. So we spent $70,000 on modifying the house, which sounds like an enormous amount of money. However, it was bought at $425,000 and we sold it at $650,000. We finished the basement, very simply finished the basement. Obviously, we only spent $70,000. So we added a lot of square footage. We put some new countertops in the kitchen, painted the cabinets, bought a few new cabinets, made a big island where we took the wall down. So we are able to do that, at least in a minor way. We may not do a major. Well, that was pretty major, actually. But yes, we can help you repurpose your home so that those younger couples coming in with a family, because that's who wants these big homes with lots of bedrooms, right?
Right. Yeah, it was a big one, but think about that. So it was only just a little bit more than 10% of the new adjusted sales price.
Yes.
So not ridiculous. You know, when we look at,
you're right,
you know, we look at the law of averages and or, you know, bang for a buck in return. Most people, I think probably in the 10% range is a good metric for people that it doesn't scare you so much. Like
you're
if
right.
I said, okay, hey, we're going to redo all this and it's 40% of the value of your home. Oh, wow. You know, that's a whole different conversation. But I think that particular property is a great example of what, you know, what the cash CPO offer can do because they're going in and improving the things either maybe you just don't even want to do. You just don't want to mess with as an owner.
Yes.
And or financially, maybe you don't have the means to do it. Now we have a company. Now we have an investor that is willing to do that, is willing to, you know, to make that claim and also to back it up.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I think to build on that, a thing to understand if you're thinking about selling now, or you're thinking, well, you know what, we're going to remodel the bathroom and, you know, by the end of next summer we'll put it on, or next spring we'll put it on. The market is cresting. You have to understand that. It's all over the country. We talk to these top agents, the number one agents all around the country all the time. We're covering every major metro and like, I mean, I hate to say it, but Asheville's what they call a secondary market. We cover lots of little smaller markets as well. And there are very, very few exceptions around the country. Like I said before, Anchorage is one of the few. They're still getting multiple offers. Fairbanks, Alaska isn't. So, you know, we have that market as well helping us out there. So just understand the market's crested. So the last thing I want you to do is think about selling your home in a year or two after you've done the things on your honey-do list. So if your home will work for you, it's a 7 to 11-year cycle. So let's take 10 years because we like easy math. In 10 years' time, your house is going to be worth more than it's worth now, most likely. Right, Jason?
Correct.
However, go ahead.
Yeah, let me just say one little quick thing, because you said a really good little nugget there, and I want to make sure people don't miss this. So as far as fixing the house and doing the work that, you know, it could be simple things. It'd be paint, carpet, whatever. How many times have we heard this? I'm willing to, but I'm scared to, because I don't want to make a mistake and choose the wrong floor covering, the wrong countertops,
yes,
the wrong paint color, the wrong. And here's the brilliance of the cash CPO. The investor that we work with, he doesn't care because we know what to do. We know what to choose because we have all the data and analytics from across America to know exactly what color is trendy,
yes,
what surface is what they're looking for. And he is taking the risk, not you.
Yes. And we sell a lot of homes. We go into homes locally. We know what's selling. Jason, how many homes have you remodeled in your career, do you think? I've done about 43 now.
Hundreds, well over 200.
So Jason's done well over 200. We are the people with the other team leaders across the country training our teams in these different areas. Do you think we might have the knowledge on how to remodel as inexpensively as possible, but with quality components? Here's the downside I see. A lot of people don't spend the money on the right things, like spending the money on the right countertop, critical, and go for quartz, not granite right now. Because for all kinds of reasons that we won't go into now, I've done whole shows on remodeling and why that's important. We can tell you the colors that are trending and the colors that aren't. So if you've got gray, especially if it's not warm gray throughout your house, it's not trending anymore. In fact, you know, all of these fad things tend to go out. There are some things that don't, like white kitchens. I don't think white kitchens will ever go out. Will other things come in that will become a fad? Yes, absolutely. But white kitchens you're safe with. Even the dark gold or champagne hardware, I don't think will go out. It's been in for so long and people love it, especially the ladies, just saying. And, you know, the LVP has taken off, luxury vinyl planking, because now there's a choice of 60 to 100 colors in it. It looks real. Nothing can damage it as far as we're seeing. You can do wide plank for a third of the cost, at least, of even basic hardwood floor. And your dogs can pee on it. Your kids can pee on it. You can knock a vase over. You know, there are things like that that we can advise you on, because A, we've done so many and we can do it as inexpensively as possible. We also have an army of the right contractors who we trust to help you with it. If you want to use your own, fine. But what I don't want you to do if you're thinking about selling or thinking about selling in a couple of years, don't do that. Hold on to your house. We'll support you. We can give you a home value every single month by email. You don't even have to talk to us now. We have a great dashboard. Almost every agent in this program has the dashboard. We can give you a home value and show you what's going up, what's going down every single month. So, you know, you can just keep track of the market. So if your house, think about your Thanksgiving. If you were hosting Thanksgiving this year, is it your parents, your grandparents, your dogs, your kiddies, your kids? Who's sitting around? Do it for your house, Jason. In your house now, who's sitting around your Thanksgiving table if you could invite everybody?
Well, if I could invite everybody, it would definitely be my kids. And then, of course, at my house, because we have a pretty good-sized farm, there's going to be a lot of four-legged critters as well.
That's
hanging
awesome.
Hanging out around, waiting for anything. We call them the floor polishers, like anything opportunity that may slip off the table, they're there for us, that's for sure. But yeah, I mean, it's you're so right. It's, you know, there's just so many different options that you have and with these programs, but it really comes down to which one works for you, but it's
yes.
not necessarily which one works for you because of the outcome. It's working for you because of the experience that you want to have or the experience that you want to avoid that you had in the past.
Yes. Keep talking about the Thanksgiving table, though, for a minute, because I'm going to say something that's kind of hard right now. We just had a 14-year cycle. Let's say in modern times we've moved to a 14-year cycle. Add 14 years to today, 2037. Is it the same group of people sitting around that table? Do you want to be managing the farm at that point? Are you keeping it for your kids? Like, sorry, I'm getting personal here.
Right.
But is it the same group of people? It will definitely be different pets, right? And I want everybody out there who's thinking of selling to go through that exercise. What does your table look like now? So many of you who've got, you know, kids who are already in the workforce, when I say kids, maybe they're 30 years old. In 14 years' time, they're going to be 44. They're probably going to have a bundle of kids. Are they coming back to your house? Are you keeping those other two bedrooms for the kids? Maybe you've moved out to your, it sounds like Jason's got his dream forever farm out there. However, many of you are not in your dream home. It was your dream home when you were raising your children and you all the kids from the neighborhood came over to your house because you had the bigger home and the bigger yard and everything else. And now you're holding on to it. I go into homes, Jason, there's one I always remember in Weaverville where the son was in his 40s with his own two children and they'd moved to California. They're moving back now, sure. I should probably call him to see whether they're moving back. And there was a border in his bedroom of like little horses and balls, you know, that was obviously there. She said, we put that up when he was about six. And it's still that way. It's like we're creating these images of what used to be in the happiest times of our lives, you know. And your kids don't want that. Yeah, and if they do, they're being selfish. Let's be honest, because you're maintaining, especially if you're in that boomer group and 59 and up, you're maintaining a home, you're heating it, you're cooling it. And the reason that group's so important, it's because I don't want you to think about selling it in 2 or 3 years' time and not getting out the money you deserve. You know, get it sold now. Or we'll give you that home value for 10 years. We'll stick it out with you. Or you could rent it out. Well, that's path two. We'll support you through that too. But if you want to sell it, get in touch with us now. You need to go to cashcpo.com. Or in fact, if you look at the bottom of the map on there, you'll see all the agents in this program right now. And we covered lots and lots of markets. All of their contact details are on there. You can contact them directly. Whether you want an old-fashioned listing or whether you want a cash CPO, why don't you have both and just see where it comes back at? But if you want to sell it, get in touch with us now so we can talk you through it. We are not going to push you into selling. In fact, we're going to push you through what we call the shifting market cycle diagram, which is one, hold it for the money. Hold it for 10, 14 years. We'll support you in that. We'll try and, you know, talk about your lifestyle and whether you can do that or not. The number two option is rent it out and we'll help you with that. The number three, you know, rent it out. Don't rent it out for a few years. Same thing. You're not going to get your money out most likely in 2, 3, 4 years. We're going to be at the bottom of the market. You don't want that. If you're going to rent it out, have that 10-year mind frame on it at least. The last cycle is 14 years. We're at the end of that 14 years now. If you're going to sell it, talk to us now. Don't wait to the spring because chances are, do we have any politics going on right now? Do we have any wars going on right now? Do we have any interest changes? These are all leading indicators for a change in the market. You're seeing it in front of you. Don't put your head in the sand and wait to the spring because all kinds of things are going to happen between now and then. And a lot of other people are going to be doing the same thing. You'll have more competition. You have no competition now. You're still getting that strong price.
Yeah, for sure. No, I agree. Take action quicker is always better, and you're in control right now.
Yes.
And if you wait, then you're reactive.
Yes.
And that's then you're playing defense. that's typically not as fun as offense.
I love that. And defense, by defense, you mean you're chasing the market down. So, you know, prices are starting to decline. We're already seeing homes sitting longer. We're seeing a lot of homes expiring as well. I haven't seen that in many years. In fact, the agents we're training don't even know about expired and withdrawn listings. They don't know how to call them because they haven't done it, because real estate's been so easy for the last 5 or 6 years, right, Jason? Or easier, not easy.
Yeah, easier. And go. Let's go back to that statistic. 83% of the agents you're talking to today weren't even in business 6 years ago. I mean, is that not crazy?
It's amazing, honestly.
That's the cycle. So they don't even have a point of reference to a shifting market. So this is where getting trained in these specific times to handle these specific things that are coming are critical.
And yes.
So that agent that doesn't have that experience, that's okay with us and these systems and processes. We can get you trained to handle this shift that is more than likely coming, I would say, for sure.
It's no wonder people are flocking to this, because it's a guaranteed sale. Agents around the country run what they call a guaranteed sale for years. I've never done it. Honestly, I did it for a short period of time because I always felt, and same with cash offers, I always felt that offering a cash offer where you're only giving somebody 65 or 70% just wasn't my bag. This is a full market offer, full market value offer, which is why I got so excited about it. And, now we're all doing it in the group that we're in across the country. No wonder people are flocking to it because it takes that uncertainty out. You know, I've got to list my house. I've got to have all those showings, people coming in and out of my house. By the way, if you're listed right now and you want a cash offer, we can make that cash offer for you and go directly to your agent. Remember that too. So just go to cashgpo.com and fill in your details and we'll get an offer over to you. You've got to be between 350. Sometimes they'll do a little bit, our funding partners will do a little bit lower, between 350 and 6 million. That covers most people. And have 30% in equity. And if you need some work doing to your house, that's okay too. All those honey-do things you've been thinking about, or often, you know, you invite us out to the house just to take a look at what's going to make you money and what isn't when you're spending that money. Now you don't have to. It is your money. It comes out of the profit at the end of the day. But isn't that much better than spending all that energy yourself? And 2/3 of you get more money than you would with a traditional listing without all the hassle. I don't know. What do you think, Jason? You got a whole minute to wrap it up for me.
There you go. Well, it is. And not only are you getting shifting your risk, you're getting a product that's going to appeal to more and more people, which very much could end up in multiple offers.
Yes.
And, you know, typically with multiple offers, the number's not going down, folks. It is going up. And so that really does help. But I think the key is having a conversation, get the information, don't assume anything, and be an investigator. Just dig into it. Let's have a conversation and let's look at your specific story.
I so agree with that, because you will find out this group of agents is different. Their training is through the roof and they're trained to be able to help you rather than the givens, which is trained to write a contract. We can all do that. That should be a given. Jason, thank you so much for being on today. I can't believe it's been a whole hour already. So Jason Bramblett in Greensboro, North Carolina, thank you so much. We'll see you on the radio next week and you all have a great week.
This has been the Plain English Real Estate Show with Rowena Patton. Visit Rowena and post your questions at radioashville.com or call her at 828-210-1648.